Blog Talk Radio.
Father,
Lord, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way.
Hello, hello. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. I am one half of your host, Terrence. My other half is on her way, Tanisha. She will be joining us shortly. I'm going to do a quick little sound check right quick to make sure that we are getting correct audio presence online. Really looking forward to what the Lord has to say this evening. Always excited about how good he is and how amazing he is. And he's given us an opportunity to experience how good he is and how amazing he is. And man, what a wonderful opportunity that is. We get excited about promotions on jobs. We get excited about more income. We get excited about feeling good. But we should be excited about things literally being good in our lives and being set. A standard has been set. A standard has been put in place to protect us, to keep us, to maneuver us, to make ways not known to man possible. And it has all been possible through Christ. It has all been possible through his death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm so grateful that I have knowledge to activate my faith, to work my faith in the Word of God, to trust the Word of God, to solely rely on the Word of God, to depend fully on the Word of God above everything else, above family, above friends, above resources, but trusting God truly with my life, the life that he gave me. Why wouldn't I trust him? He gave me the life. I need to turn to him for directions. And so if you don't have anything to be excited about or to shout about this evening, do that for that alone. I don't care if you got 2 cents in your bank account. That doesn't mean that you're not a winner. That does not mean that you're not wealthy. We cannot allow the standard of the world to be the standard of us as believers. No, we shouldn't be looking toward the world for exception. Being accepted by the world. Acceptance, my bad. To be accepted by the world. No, man. We pulling ourselves out of the world. The Lord calls us out of the world. And so with us being called out of the world, it means we are to set the standard. We are to set the bar. And so the bar that Christ set is a high one. And it's one that I'm activating faith in each and every day to experience all of the benefits that come with surrendering to the cross. And I'm grateful to be here. Amen. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for yet another opportunity to be here. Thank you for the people that have called in, those that have their hands raised. Father God, you know the needs, Father God, and we know that you are a need provider. Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for obedience. We thank you for knowledge and wisdom. We thank you for guidance, fortitude, endurance, Father God. We thank you for peace. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. You came not to condemn this world, but just that through you, we might be saved. That's the only way that we can be saved is through you. And Father, I pray that every heart that is turned from you, Father God, would be turned to you in Jesus' name, and that the scales will fall off and that they will fall to your feet and serve you for who you are in Jesus' name and give you glory, and that you get all the glory and the honor and the praise that's due to you in Jesus' name. I'm so grateful to serve you. Amen. Amen. Our second portion has just joined us. Our second, the greatest part of the show, in my opinion, you know, she's the greatest part of the show. She's the greatest part of my life outside of God himself, and grateful that God afforded me an opportunity to meet such a wonderful person. Not just a woman, not just someone that I'm physically attracted to, not just because she's beautiful, not just because she's so smart, but because God positioned her. God made her for me. We went through our trials before we met each other. We went through our difficulties, our learning points, and we made our decisions, and we dealt with the consequences behind our decisions. But we thank God for his grace, and we just thank God for using all the things that we go through to get us to where we need to be, to position ourselves to give him glory. Because I don't know if you know it or not, but it ain't about you. It ain't about me. The things that we go through, most of the times ain't even for us. It's for somebody else. Although we have to suffer, for Christ's sake. And that's one part of our faith that a lot of people don't talk about, the suffering. But the suffering is so necessary for salvation. We have to learn how to suffer. If suffering is a part of it, Jesus tells us we're going to suffer for his name's sake. And the moment that you say you're going to follow Christ, all hell breaks loose. You welcome that. Get used to not being accepted by the world. Okay? As a believer, the world shouldn't be high-fiving you. I mean, ain't nobody going to tell you that. You shouldn't be looking to be high-fived by the world and saying that you made it. I'm all good now. I've been accepted. I'm a CEO. So what? I can't about you being no CEO. Your CEO status ain't finna get you to heaven. I don't care how many books you read, how much education you had. None of that qualifies you for salvation. Mm-hmm. Period. It's through Jesus. But I'm going to cut right there and let my wife come on in and say, well, she has to say it. I'll meet with y'all again momentarily.
Well, I'm your other host, Tanisha. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
It's the truth.
Terrence is amazing, too. He's an amazing human being. Thank God for his life every day. And thank God for our lives together. And I pray that those seeking a mate will have the type of love and joy that we have and the type of friendship. And God put together marriage because it's, like Terrence said, we made some mistakes in the past. You know, but when you've been in when you've made some bad choices, especially in a mate, you know, one of the most important decisions that you will make in life outside of choosing Jesus Christ to be your savior is your mate. For men, this is your helper. You know, she's going to help you win or she's going to help you fail. That's it. That's all. Women, this is your leader. This is your covering. So he either going to cover you in Christ or cover you in hell itself. So that's a very important decision. And when you made a bad choice in that, you suffer a lot of consequences for that. But thank God for his grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you seek God and you make a good choice in a mate, it is such a blessing. It is such a blessing.
Really
so
is.
I pray that for all of you that you have that blessing. But today is March 20th. It's 2024, 7:23 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm sure Terrence, let you guys know, you're tuned into PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We are always excited to be here. I do have a brief word to share before I turn it back over to Terrence. It's very brief. But I just want to talk briefly about how God wants us to operate. Because like Terrence said, a lot of people seek validation and they seek things from the world. And that is, the world has their own ideas, right? The world has their own systems. The world has their own wisdom. But we as believers, we're in this world, but we're not of it. So we need to be seeking for true success. We need to be seeking God's ways on doing everything. Everything, you know. Now it's different if it's like an actual job and they're like, okay, here's your methods and procedures and this is what you do. And it's nothing that's, you know, conflicting with morality or your faith and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about how we operate with other people. How do we deal with problems? How do we deal with life, right? Because we're spirits that are housed in a body, having a human experience here on earth, making mm-hmm. our decisions, learning about God, right? Making our choice for our salvation for eternity. But we need to know how to operate. We need to know what we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to learn what you need to be doing if you're not reading your word, if you're just depending on the word of your grandma who was a believer for several years or believing on that mentor who's got that quote-unquote success. We have to be seeking God. I'm going to go briefly here again to Ephesians 4:15. Word of God says, this is the Amplified. Why didn't it pull up 15? Hold on. No, that's not where it took me. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, and he will disclose to you what is to come in the future.
This is our help, right? Your help don't cometh from mama, okay? Your help don't cometh from your favorite aunt. Help don't cometh from the systems of the world. That your help cometh from the Lord. He has provided a help to us, which is the Holy Spirit, who will bring you into all truth. I cannot begin to tell you how many times Spirit of God has told me something. That was all I had. I didn't have no book to reference. I didn't have no person to refer to. It was just the Spirit of God. And then I learned later that everything I was told was completely true. I'm talking like there's no way that I would have known it. And I still, to this day, I'm like amazed by that. I'm like, ooh, the Holy Spirit told me that. Like, I knew it, but I don't know why I'm so amazed, but I am, because it's still very cool to me. But trust the Holy Spirit. Like, we have been conditioned to trust the world that we're in, right? We fact check, we verify, right? We check reviews and all that. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But what I'm saying is we have to get put into that checking with the Holy Spirit and trusting the Holy Spirit. Because I can't tell you how many times it's been a person or something, and the Holy Spirit says, stay away from that person. Oh, but they seem so nice, and, you know, they don't have a bad reputation, and blah, blah, blah. And then later on, you know, because time reveals all truth, right? The truth could only be hidden for so long. And later on, some stuff comes out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm glad I stayed away from that person, because the Holy Spirit had already told me how to operate. Or the Holy Spirit said, don't apply for that job, or say nothing, or pray for this person, or whatever the case may be. It's just everything, right? Because life be life. But we need to get into the habit of trusting the Holy Spirit, because he will bring us into all truth. Because sometimes you'll try to make a move and you don't think that you're in the wrong, because this is what you've been conditioned to do, but it doesn't line up to what God's word says. So you don't even know that because you're not reading the word. You're ignorant to the word, and people are perishing for what reason? Lack of knowledge. And the Holy Spirit will give you that truth and that knowledge that you need so that you don't perish in certain areas. So that is the word that I got. We need to be relying on the Holy Spirit. We need to be, you know, tuning our ear in, right? Killing that flesh so that our spirit man can have clean ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is telling us. And we need to believe the Holy Spirit. There's never been a time where the Holy Spirit told me something that was wrong. Now, there have been times where I thought something based on whatever, you know, experience or logic or whatever the case may be, and was 100% dead wrong. But that was a me thing, because I'm not all-knowing. I have limited knowledge. I'm not omnipotent. I'm not omnipresent. I ain't none of those things. I'm very limited, even in my gifting. I'm as a human being, I'm limited in what I know. But through Christ, I can do all things. Mm-hmm. Through the Holy Spirit, this is how we prophesy over you and pray over you, through the Holy Spirit. Because half the stuff we be prophesying, we don't know what you got going on. Not even half the stuff, almost 100% of the stuff. We don't know what you got going on. We don't know what your prayer was, you know, this morning when you woke up. We have no clue. But the Holy Spirit brings us into all truth. And this shows you how he operates. The gift of prophecy is a perfect example. Prophets, we don't be knowing. You know, but we bring it through the Holy Spirit, even with future events, whether, you know, when prophets say, hey, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me, they don't have no way of knowing. That's the future, right? But the Word of God says he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. So that's my urge to you tonight, is to, I'm urging you to seek God, seek the Holy Spirit, seek doing things in truth, doing things the way God has designed for you to do things, because yeah, things can work when you do it out of design, but it's limited.
it will only work for so long, right? It's going to wear out. It's going to fail. It's going to disable. It's not going to last when we do things outside of God. It's just kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a gash. But when we do things the right way, then we can be solidified in it, and we can have peace about the things that we're doing. And that way, even if things shift or move, you know, we're like, hey, it's not because I made a mistake somewhere. It's because God is shifting and moving things. So that's what I got tonight.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Hallelujah. John 20. Let me start verse 18. I don't have my glasses. I don't even know where I am.
Don't they grab them?
But I'm going to do my best.
Don't you grab them?
No.
No? Okay.
All right. I'm going to start with verse 18. Mary Magdalene came reporting to the disciples that she has seen the Lord, and that he has said these things to her. Well, let's see what he said. We're going to go back up to verse 17. It says, do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now, this is what Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples. So later on that day, Jesus showed up. So when it was evening, verse 19, on that same day, the first day of the week, though the disciples were meeting behind barred doors for fear of the Jews. And just look back, y'all, this is after Jesus gave his life on the cross. And this is after he had risen from the dead. He said, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace to you. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to keep reading, but peace to you. That's the first time. After everything that he went through, they didn't discuss none of the events or anything that went on. Jesus wasn't worried about what happened in the flesh. He said, peace to you. After he said this, then he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with great joy, because he gave them evidence. Because a lot of times in the flesh, we don't be believing things, because we are battling and learning in our walk of life to see what is spiritual and what's flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What's important, what's not. Okay. And In that exact order, what's important is spiritual things. Spiritual things should always be first. Flesh should be second, period. But us being born into sin and shaping in iniquity, we are out of order. And so we tend to yield to the flesh first, period. But that's why Jesus said, peace to you. You know, don't even stress out. I already know what situation you're in. I've already handled it. Mm-hmm. Now listen to what he says. Then Jesus said unto them again, peace to you. I'm going to remind you, man, you cool. Chill. Relax. I've already overcome the world. Peace to you as the Father has sent me. I also send you as my representatives. Mm-hmm. And when he says this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Peace to you. Peace to you. Receive this Holy Spirit. Because with this Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter. The scripture, Jesus referred to him as the Comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts, because anytime you're in comfort, most of the time we can relate to that as peaceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he will peace to you. He's letting you know, peace to you. How can we have peace? This is what they did. They coming after us now. It's people that have seen me walking with you. It's people that have seen me worship you. They probably coming out peace to you. And again, I'm going to say peace.
Why? Because the Father sent me. And guess what? As he sent me to square everything away in the flesh, right? I'm going to send you the spiritual help you need. Because I've already overcome the flesh. So I don't care what you're going to deal with in this flesh. I already overcome it. Receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what's going to provide you the peace that you need throughout all of this chaos in the life that you're going to live here in this world. So this is how you can have peace in the midst of the storm. So I invite you, if you have not received the Holy Spirit, receive him now in Jesus' name. Because the Holy Spirit is what's going to guide and teach you into all truths. This is how you're able to have peace when bills are due, or when the quote-unquote the money is funny, the refrigerator is a little bare, kids acting a little wild, family members don't understand, job tripping, the neighborhood you in is not what you really desire. Have peace. Because your confidence should be in the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to shape you to be able to give you the strength to deal and to bear with whatever you're going through. There's no reason for you to clown. Because Jesus has already conquered it all. There's no reason for you to be sitting up here in a frenzy because of some things the government has said. Because a law was passed or a bill was passed. We got the Holy Spirit. Peace to you. I want you to hear Jesus tonight speaking peace to you. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm your comforter. Peace to you. You're making things a big deal that's not a big deal. Peace to you. There is no peace without the Holy Spirit. Because all pieces, you might get a piece of the pie, but that ain't the same piece that I'm referring to. You might be talking about the P-I-E-C-E. I'm talking about the P-E-A-C-E. You need peace. And the only one that can provide you peace is through the Holy Spirit. Some of us need proof to provide peace. And that's what God does. When we put faith in him, he proves to us his faithfulness toward us. And that should build your confidence when you see the Lord fighting battles for you, when you see the Lord covering up potholes for you, things that you could have fallen in, traps that were set for you and they didn't work. That should bring peace to you. You should be highly confident in the Spirit of God. And this is where we are right now. And that's why I thank my wife for coming in and sharing it about your mindset. When your mind is stayed on Jesus, he will keep you in perfect peace. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He will keep you in perfect peace. And oh, I got to find that scripture. I used to know him by memory. It's going to come, Isaiah. Okay, yeah, let's go Isaiah. 26. Verse 3.
Isaiah 26:3.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from the King James, and then I'm going to switch over to the Amplified. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Let's go to this Amp. It says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you
with hope and confident expectation. Mm. Who has confidence in the Lord? Who has confidence that God has their life in control? Who has confidence that God already knows the battles that are coming, the wars, that the rumors of wars that are coming? Who has confidence to know that God has you covered when the Antichrist shows up? Who has confidence in knowing when the drought comes that you will not be affected by the drought? When the famine comes, that you will not be affected by the famine? Because Joseph store up when the getting was good. Why? Because he knew the famine was coming. God always gives us a head up. It's just, it's imperative that we obey the heads up. It goes back to the blood on the doorpost. Everybody didn't obey it, but they got heads up. So it's not that God hasn't made the way. It's all about if we believe the way was made and take it. Because your actions always tend to line up with that you believe. No, man, I knew it was that. Well, why didn't you do that then?
Right.
Because if you knew it, why didn't you do it? So you're trying to psych yourself up to justify your actions and your reasons for not obeying. And that means that you are even deceiving yourself, because when it comes down to you knowing what to do and you don't do it, that's just blatant disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's all that is. And it's time to be real with yourself. It's time to come face to face with yourself and check yourself. You need to go put those boxes up and check yourself and check off those boxes. And when you put up the boxes with all of your shortcomings, you're going to be checking for a while. Because you got so much wrong with you, right, that you ain't got time to be focused on somebody else's fault. What you got time for is being yielded to the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in every situation, because what the Holy Spirit reveals to you about somebody, that's what the Holy Spirit reveals to you about that particular person. What the Holy Spirit wants you to share with that person is what the Holy Spirit wants you to share with the person, because the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to do the work. He just needs you to go and present the package, to deliver the package. Just deliver it. Be obedient. It ain't about you trying to be, well, you know, I got my faults, my own, who am I? That ain't nothing but the Satan deceiving you. But you got to walk in truth. Yeah, you could be flawed and honest. Mm-hmm. We all are. Nope. Nobody's walking around here perfect. We all trying to get people to surrender to the perfect one. Jesus is the perfect one. I ain't going to never take credit for what he's done. Period. And this is the life that we have to be in. This is the mindset that we have to be in. This is the road that we really have to be on to travel, straight and narrow. Straight and narrow. Ready to take on any and everything that's in your path. Because guess what? I'm going to stay on my path. So if you are in the way, guess what? You're getting run over. It's going to be moved out of my, but it will not deviate me from my path. It will not have me to deviate from it. And this is the firm foundation that we have to stand on. And this is what David meant by being planted. By like a tree by the rivers of flowing waters. I will not be moved. So when you're on your path, you got to be rooted in the word of God. You got to stay on. Be mindful of the conversations you have with the people. You can't talk godly things with ungodly people. Because all they're doing is looking for something to agree to try to pull you out of focusing on the Lord. Because they are cowards. They don't want to believe. They want to believe everything else but the truth. So if you focusing on using your energy, your time and efforts to believe lies, you're a coward. Because it's not like you're oblivious to the truth. You just choose not to accept it. And that's not my problem. Don't burden me with them. If you got people in your life, you need to let them know, man, take it to the Lord. Literally. And watch how people stop reaching out to you. Because you've given them the answer to any problem. Mm-hmm. Take it to Jesus. He gave his life for you. He made the way for you, not me. Because all I'm going to tell you is to take it to him. And all I'm going to tell you is whatever he tells me to share with you. That's it. I don't control nobody's life. I tell my children daily, you better learn how to pray. You got to have a relationship with God. You got to trust God because I'm teaching you how to live life without me. I didn't make you. God knew you before you was even formed. Before I even knew who you was, he knew you. You know, you belong to him. Parents, take these muzzles like these guards off of your children. Turn them over to the Lord. You can't protect them. You got a false sense of protection. A lot of the times, the parents you handicap your children from experiencing what they need to experience to get to the place that they need to be in order to live life and give God glory. Because now they're looking at you as God, and the moment that you fail, their life is turned upside down. Because you're trying to paint this perfect picture of a parent to your children. I'm always going to be here. Stop lying to your kids. Mom and dad will always be there for you. No, Jesus will always be there. All the way into the end. We have to tell the truth of the matter. We gotta walk in true honesty. And true love. That's love, man. We sit up here and watch the world dictate how we supposed to move, and we supposed to be the ambassadors for Christ. We supposed to be making it done on earth as it is in heaven, but yet we're allowing earth to tell us what heaven's supposed to be like, it seems. Your children have a right to determine their gender. Says who? Who told you that? Remind me of God when he came to Adam in the Garden of Eden. And Lord, we naked. Who told you that? I didn't. So if you are not saying what God is saying, you ain't saying nothing at all. You hear me? And as a believer, if you ain't taking that stance, if you're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said he'll be ashamed of you. And he won't even present you before his Father. Let's put shame where shame's supposed to be. Shame's supposed to be on sin. Shame's supposed to be on lies. Shame's supposed to be on disobedience, regardless of what the world accepts. And the world saying, oh, it's okay, it's just one time. Oh, they just kids. They'll grow out of it. All these lies you tell yourself to justify your lack of worth when it comes down to doing your job, to following your God-given assignment. To put these spirits in check. It's a spiritual warfare that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. This is what we're dealing with. And yes, the enemy is busy. So what? As a believer, he should be nervous. Because the more the spirit reveals to you, the more you... Because, man, when you ignore Satan... You resist him, he flees. at the name of Jesus, it says demons have to flee.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this place that we're trying to make our home that does not abide by nothing we believe, yet we give so much credit for it being great? Oh, man. This is the best country in the world. And man, look at what our country now opened the door up to. Have you looked around lately? Just turn on the TV. Matter of fact, just go outside. You can see that this world is in total chaos. And our country alone is. They're not abiding to the principles of God. They're not adhering to his word at all. Now, you're doing what they want to do. But us as believers, we got to draw the line in the sand. Mm-mm, it's enough. Nope, I'm getting back to my roots. I'm not accepting things. I acknowledge them, but I'm not tolerating it. I'm not in agreement with it, but I understand certain things do exist. And out of love, I have to tell you the truth. And if you don't want to accept it, that's between you and the Lord. You got to work out your own salvation. I can't do that for you. You got to deal with your own spiritual blindness. I can't do that for you. Can't do it. But I pray that if any of you that are dealing with this situation, got people in your life that you know, my prayer is that God will give you the strength and God will give you the words and the wisdom on how to approach every situation. And we'll be strategic in your moves, which he will. And that your hearts will open up to be more dependent on him, more reliant on the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. And that you will minimize your feelings and get rid of your feelings and get clean out of your feelings. And allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, regardless of the roles that people play in your life, the positions that they have in your life. That doesn't trump the truth. That doesn't override the truth. It doesn't cancel out the truth because of relationship. If my brother is a murderer, and I know he's a murderer because he's my brother, I can't discount him. Because he's my brother. I can't get out of here. Oh, y'all don't. He going to be all right. I know he'd have murdered a few people, but let him breathe. You know, just let. No, he made a decision. He dealt with the consequence. He is who he is, regardless of the role that he plays in your life, the position he has. It is what it is. And God is opening us up to that during this time to see the Spirit within the people that we love. You've got to love God more. You've got to love God more. There is no greater love than the love that he gave for you and me. Amen. We're going to get ready to get into some calls here. Really excited about it. If you want a word, put your hand up. If we get to you, we get to you. If we don't, we don't. Just know that the Lord knows what you need, period. So don't ever feel like you didn't get what you needed tonight. You always get what you need when you open yourself up to the Spirit of God. He supplies all because he's a need filler, a need filler. All right, so let's get in here. Let's go. 719-209. Who are we speaking with? Oh, hold on. Here we go. Can you hear me? 719-209. I'm going to come back. Who are you speaking with?
Hi, I'm Kiara from Syracuse, New York.
Kiara, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You're holding New York down.
Not this weather. We had a bit of a storm up here. I'm trying.
Really? Y'all had some snow or just rain?
Snow for the past two days.
What?
Like 4 or 5 inches. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
It's springtime.
I wish I had some. Yeah, because a few weeks ago, it was 90 degrees. I'm like, man, it's 90 degrees. We are just sweating. I'm like, what in the world? We supposed to still be winter.
Wow.
That's what's up, Kiara.
Have I
ever spoken with you before, have?
Yeah, a while ago.
It's been a minute. Okay. All right, yeah. Cause I know the voice sounds familiar, but I was like, yeah, it's been all right. Let's pray for you. And then we'll talk a little bit. I want to hear from you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Kiara tonight, Father God. We thank you for the adjustments and judgment. What I'm seeing is that God is judging you based off of the adjustments that you make, and the same you do for people in your life. You know, in other words, we always make judgments about things. You know, people say, "Don't judge me. Don't want to judge me. It's God." You know, but God gives us a righteous judgment. We make righteous judgments all the time. We make judgments all the time. Should I make a left right here? Should I go right here? Should I take I-40? Should I take I-20? You know, should I leave 15 minutes early? Oh, no. He seems a little off. I'm not going to go. You know, we do this all the time, but it's the Holy Spirit should be prompting us in things that we do. When we're truly led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is guiding us in these things. So God is saying, make the necessary adjustments that you need to make here in your life so that you can make better judgments. You know, sometimes we need to adjust people. We need to adjust people that have access to us, people we lend our ear to, people that we begin to talk to, and you be like, man, you ain't even listening. And then you try to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt and this, that, and the other. No, God is revealing to you the spirits of people, like who they really are, because who you are is who he made you to be, right? And so how God moves, God says he's a spirit. And he says if we worship him, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so he reveals spirits to you. We'll be looking at our so-and-so acting crazy now. So-and-so tripping. No, that's the spirit so-and-so has. Because we shouldn't be identified with how we look, but who we are. What we are yielded to. You know, people don't remember so-and-so. Oh, you remember so-and-so from back in the day? You know, the one that used to be running wild. Or the one that used to have everybody laugh. Well, you know that they're very promiscuous. You know, this is how we remember people, by the things that they do, like the actions they take, which pretty much line up to what they believe at that particular time. And so God is showing you basically how to position people in your life. You got to set barriers. You got to set barriers, boundaries, because you have to know your worth. In his walk with God. God has made you valuable. He says we were made in his image. Come on, somebody. And after his likeness, care. Think about that. Out of everything God created, we were the only ones made in his image and after his likeness. You got people around here worshiping trees. You got people worshiping animals. Lights. Scents. All this created stuff. None of that was made in his image, but you were. So we need to be worshiping God. And God is going to teach you how to worship because you have a worshiper in you. You got a worshiping spirit. And through your worship is going to clear out. It's going to clear out a lot of mess as you increase your worship. Because your worship is going to, in your worship, God is going to give you the instructions on what to do. And how to place things and place people, because God is a God of order, Care. He's a God of order. And everything that he does it decently and in order.
Mm-hmm.
God is a God of order. And so those things that are out of order, you already know it's not of God. Because things that are out of order creates chaos, confusion. And Satan is the author of confusion. So wherever you got confusion in your life, you know God ain't there. I don't know why you don't understand what I'm saying. You do. You don't see it the way you do. Because there's a difference between having a misunderstanding and someone that's just totally on a different path.
Huh.
And these are the things the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. Because he cares for you. He loves you. And it's so much more that God wants to bring to you. But it's all about positioning. It's all about you being positioning and putting things in place so you can make the right judgment calls. Make the right judgment calls in your life. That's what I got for you. You got somebody? Okay. You got anything you want to talk about here? You want to share?
No, not really. I just been in a kind of a grinding season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in this season, a lot of things I've been grind. That's all I got, grinding.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning season for you, and getting understanding of why things. God is gonna make things plain for you. I know there's some confusion there. There's a little thing. There's some things that you got to break away from because this is what, like, it's a part of you, like this tradition or what have you. Like, I'm kind of accustomed to it. It's like in the case of knowing somebody since you were 3 years old. And then here you are an adult and you still thinking that they're the same person and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But you're familiar with them. Because you're familiar with them don't mean that they're faithful to you. And that they're faithful to God. Because if they're not into the things that you're into, all it is a memory. All you're doing is moving based off what you used to, but ain't no value in it. It's like carrying around some extra weight, dead weight, that is holding on, and all you got to do is cut the tie because it's already dead. Nothing dead can help you. I don't care how familiar you are with it. If it's dead, it's not serving a purpose.
Hmm.
And a lot of us have those relationships that are just dead. They don't serve a purpose. They take up time, and time is what you need. You look at an hour you spend dealing with a person that serves you no purpose. You know what you could have been doing with that hour of your life that God gave you? You could have been on an hour putting a business plan together that God has given you. An hour planning a trip that God wants you to go on. An hour putting toward a book he wants you to write, but yet you took that hour and gave it to something dead. Dead. Serves no purpose. So, Lord, I just thank you for the strength that you give Kiara to push through and persevere, to overcome and to really see what it really is and what it truly is. And that you can benefit bountifully in a mighty way. God bless you like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. You make sure you hold New York down. Stay warm. Stay warm.
I'll try.
Safe. And more importantly, stay encouraged. All right?
Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.
All God bless you too. That was fun right there. That was sweet. Let me go back to 719-209-209. You there?
Yes, I am here.
How are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, what?
We haven't talked to Ashley in a while.
Look at it. Ashley came up on that rock. She's been over there. You've been over there. You've been hibernating like them vampires. They wake up. And,
no, I'm just busy. I got a 1-year-old and working. And
I was going to ask about that baby. Because this last time we talked, you hadn't been too long had her. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's a blessing. Let's pray. Let's pray because it's really good to hear from you. It really is. It's good to hear somebody from back in the day. Let's pray, Ashley. Wow. Lord, we thank you for our sister Ashley, Father God. We just thank you for working with her, Father God, for being there for her, always being the present help in her life, Father God. We just thank you for all her needs being met, Father God, and that doors are open. And certain doors are open that should have been opened, and doors closing that should have been closed. It's like now is the time to make that shift, like a shift, like the decision is made, it's do it, it's go time when it comes down to that particular thing. And because God's really been dealing with you from an emotional perspective with really getting a hold on siphoning through sifting through your life, but pulling out all of the rocks and stones, the pebbles, the stuff that can hurt you. And it's like this is that last run through that's going to solidify the sand being clear of all rocks and pebbles and being available to be used properly. So it's like God has been taking you through that emotional thing to get rid of like all of those emotional rocks that have just been clogging up the sand and making the sand not inviting to walk on. You really want to walk on sand with them barefoots. You know, you don't want to be around there, have to put shoes on and all that and being careful because you don't know what's in it. But no. You know what's in it because you've gone through the sifter. You took the time to make sure that every grain is clear of any obstruction. God is removing the obstructions from your life, the hindrances. And it's all been in the feelings realm, in that emotional realm, in the area of emotions. And God is declaring that day is over. You're healed. Wounds are healed in Jesus' name. No infection. I'm talking healed. It's like after a surgery. Like with my knee surgery, they still didn't fix it, but I'm just using this for an example. I went through pain, you know, and I couldn't walk on it for a minute, you know. But for me to start walking on it, I had to get up and test it out. I wouldn't have known that it was healed until I applied some pressure. You gotta put your weight on it. Instead of going to put your weight on that foot now, go put your weight on that leg. You got to put your weight on it because it was made to support you. And so how would you know that it's fixed or working properly without you utilizing it like it's supposed to be used? Mm-hmm. And God wants to use you, Ashley. He has a call for you. He has some work for you to do. But you got to put your weight on it. You got to put your weight on it. You're more prepared than what you think, because it goes back to what we was reading earlier in John. Relying on the Holy Spirit, that's your peace. That's the peace. It ain't going to be through nobody else but the Holy Spirit, because you can't make nobody do something that they know they're supposed to be doing. Why they don't want to do it? Because they don't want to. That's why. Think about how you are when you don't want to do something. Nobody going to make you do nothing. It's all the way across the board. Whether you're walking with God or not, people make decisions. You ain't got to like the decision, but you respect the fact they made one. So now the thing is, you adjust, because you can only control the choices you make.
Right.
And how you are affected by the decisions others make. How you allow that to affect you. I can allow this to affect me negatively, or I can allow it to affect me positively. I choose that. But thank you for giving me the information that I need to make a valid decision. A lot of times we don't want to make decisions because we're hoping somebody will change, or hoping things will change. And then it's 10 years then passed and the change ain't came. And we still stuck in a place where we could have been far advanced and so far removed from this mess. But we made a decision to stay there in the mess, expecting that the mess is going to change. No, it's mess. A swamp is a swamp. It's a swamp for a reason. I don't care how much you want it to be a clear water lake or a river. It's a swamp. You got to get out the swamp and go get to the river, because they're different. They're different. And God is opening things up to you, revealing things to you as in this season, and reminding you of things in prior seasons that might have been sitting on the shelf. It might have been sitting on the shelf and you forgot about it, or felt like, you know, man, look, man, I done went through this and this right here going on. Jesus. Oh, Lord, I don't know. But you do know. He's a keeper. You do know that he's an overcomer. You do know that he's the way, the truth, and the life. This is what you do know. So you go off what you do know. And that cancels everything that you don't know, because what you do know is the all-knowing one. Come on, somebody. So if I'm relying on the Holy Spirit is going to let me know things that I need to know, because he's a need filler. And the Holy Spirit is wise. Think about it. The Holy Spirit ain't finna bring nothing to you that you don't need brought to you. He bringing stuff to you because you need it. You need to hear this. You need to see that. You need to experience this. You need to make this move. I just thank God for that. In Jesus' name, that's what I got. Wow. That's what I got. Amen. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's talk. Let's talk. Oh, man.
Mm. Yeah, I think he kind of nailed everything on the head with that. I noticed, like, there's been a lot of testing and trials as far as certain situations and circumstances and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just I don't know, like, I just know that I don't know what God's doing as far as for me, I just know that he's doing something. That's all I know. And it's just been a battle, like, with me as far as, like, my health. It's just, ever since I had my daughter, my health has just kind of, like, changed. And they were, you know, they had spoken that I was going through kidney failure, which I still am. But I just believe that God is going to do something, that God is going to heal my body. That's all I can believe and stand on. And it's just been, you know, it's been a rough road. Just, you know, I know that the devil puts fears in our minds too and tries to plague us with different things and stuff like that. And I think my biggest worry is, like, God, I was like, you know, I don't want to be lost as far as, you know, my life. And I want to do everything that I'm supposed to do before I leave this earth. And I also want to leave that imprint for my children, that they know that regardless of the situation and the circumstances, that they can always turn to God to have that relationship with Him. And to know that that was something that I always had, regardless of what was going on, that they knew that their mother was, you know, had that relationship with God, and that she, regardless of the situation or what she sees is going on, that she's going to trust God. And so I just, you know, that's all, I mean, that's all I can do at this point. But I know that God has greater for me. I just don't know what that is. And I know that the sickness for me is not unto death. It's what I feel and what I feel the Holy Spirit telling me. It's just something that I have to go through. And during this trial and testimony. So
I'm seeing like when you mentioned your physical health, I didn't see nothing but a spirit. I saw like a spirit attacking like your organs. I don't know what type of spirit it is, but your health is tied to a spiritual release. Like, yeah, I mean that's what I saw. But I'm gonna have Tanisha, she gonna pray over for your health.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. All touching and agreeing, and all the PGM family, please agree with us in prayer.
Yes.
We're praying for Ashley, Father God, that you touch her body. Any attacks that try to come against her, whether they be spiritual, physical, mental, we disable them right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. We thank you for the strong faith that this whole situation is bringing forth, that it's bringing forth. Like, she gave birth to the natural, but she's birthing something in the spiritual, that and the enemy's trying to stop it and trying to abort the mission. But we thank you, Father God, that it's going to come forth in Jesus' mighty name. And we just cover her body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, give her supernatural wisdom on what she needs to do in her body, what she needs to practically do in the natural for optimum health. We speak regeneration in those kidneys, and restoration in her nervous system, and restoration in her, what is the system with you that you eliminate?
The circulatory
system. Yes, restore the circulatory system right now in Jesus' name. Let those muscles, her muscles be relaxed. Let everything in her body praise the Lord. Let every system, because we deal with systems even in our bodies, but even those systems have to bow down to the kingdom of God. So let every system in her body, blood system, circulatory systems, nervous systems, all systems, let them bow down to God and do what God has assigned for them to do. Let them bow down to our voices collectively as a body, speaking wellness and speaking that they do what God commanded you to do. When God spoke to you, body systems, do what God has told you to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Woo! Man, that woman, it's like hot fire be coming. My ear was burning over here. She hot. hot. Won't be no more water. But fire next time. God keeps his promises.
Thank you, Jesus.
He keeps his promises. He's a promise keeper. There is no failure in him. There's no lies in him. No lies in him. I got a new song that I want you to listen to when we finish this call. Go on Spotify. It's called The Way. It's on, if you go to Spotify, look up T Shells with a Z. That's for everybody. Y'all go on there and listen to that song, The Way. Huh?
Spell Shells
with a Z. S-H-E-L-Z.
Yes.
Yes, S-H-E-L-Z. Yes. Oh, as the call drops. See, the devil be trying, huh? Mm-hmm. Look at him. And now she needs to get that one.
He said, nah, she don't need to listen to that. That's
another one. Man, that's something. Yeah, that's another one. She don't need to get that one. She'll call. She'll
call right back.
Yeah, she'll call back.
Or she'll call in and listen to the archive if need be.
Yeah, here it is. Right back. You see what I'm talking about? As long as you see
it. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know what happened. I know exactly what happened. Man, them little imps, my dad used to call them little imps in there trying to mess up their system. That old connection. But yeah, it's a song on there called The Way. And you spell it, well, the name I go is T and then Shells, S-H-E-L-Z. And listen to it. It's on my new 2017 EP. And so I got a few on there, and I'm going to keep pumping music out again because this is, I'm changing the world, the sound of music. I'm changing the sound of music. And God has given me something to put out here, and that's just what it is. And so I'm sharing that with you. So go listen and let that bless you. So,
and that song was birthed out of, like, it's a very raw song. It's birthed out of, you know, we all go through times where we just like going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like kind of freestyling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, it, now it's a song.
Yeah.
But it was freestyle. But so it was coming just from a, almost like a groaning place of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just like, you know, you just try to put some like just putting words out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the background of the song.
Yeah, it just... Yeah, I said that's probably the first time I never wrote. Like,
and then, how do you spell the artist?
Huh?
How do you spell the artist?
It's T Shells.
T space.
Oh.
Yeah, T space S-H-E-L-Z.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I can find it.
Yeah, but.
And Shells has got a V at the end or an S?
It's a Z at the end.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was trying to be fancy with this stuff. You gotta be a little fancy with the spellings wrong meaning. No. No. No, I've been, you know, I'm from the South, so people were shorten your name up. And they give you a nickname. They even nickname your last name. They shorten that up too. So I just went by that. That's where we are. That's where we are. But yeah, we thank God for
you.
You found it. Yep. One life on. It's some more. Just listen. Yeah. You'll be blessed. I guarantee you. I can guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got anything you want us to pray for before we move on?
Pray for my daughter. She's just kind of my oldest daughter. She's
mm-hmm.
kind of slack in school ever since her father is blessed. And she just really just, I think she kind of got the mindset of she didn't like really care as far as school. Until she wasn't doing her homework, wasn't turning anything in, and she was just lying about it, saying that she was doing it, but she really wasn't. And so we're just trying to get her on track because there's a lot of things that she's doing that's not okay. And like mm-hmm. with them, like what I do at night, we pray together and we read like a scripture a night, and I kind of like, you know, try to get her interpretation of what her understanding is of the scripture. Mm-hmm. And I feel ever since we started doing that, I feel like the enemy has been attacking her more. And so she's doing a lot of things that is not what I've taught her. And mm-hmm. so she's only 10, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. I got 11-year-old, got a 10-year-old, we'll be 10 in June. And they minds think for themselves that they start thinking.
Yeah.
You know, they're picking up things that they see in this world, and they're trying to learn, because Satan wants to come in early, because he gets mm-hmm. you early, it makes you feel like you're part of it, you know. This way you always been. So Lord, we just thank you tonight. What's your daughter's name?
DeRay.
DeRay.
DeRay. V-A-R-A-E.
DeRay. Okay. DeRay. Yeah. Look. Oh yeah, that's a beautiful name. Lord, we just thank you for DeRay, Father God. We pray your blood over her life, protection, clearing her mind. Making it clear for her to understand your voice from Satan's, and giving her a heart to serve you, a mindset to serve you, and to really be convicted with things outside of your will, to have a nagging sickness to things that are outside of your will, in Jesus' name. The things that Satan brings to her will make her sick, in Jesus' name, and that she will fulfill the call that you have on her life, Father God, and be the woman that you are growing her into, and that she will be totally dependent on you like never before, and she'd be a leader amongst her peers. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name, and we bind any influences and the hurts. We come against the trickery to use your hurts as justification for bad behavior.
Yeah.
We close that door now in Jesus' name. Satan, you are blocked. You are blocked and have been removed in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we just thank you for her life of being an example of one that chose you, and give her mother the words to say. Give her mother comfort and peace, and grandmother comfort and peace. And, Lord, and touch your father right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever the issue is, Father God, we know that you are a fixer and that you can make it work. Anything that needs to be, it will be. So, Father, condition the minds and the hearts that are all involved to see you and to filter everything through you, and so that peace will be amongst them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's a full load. That's a full load. Man, I'm glad you called in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called in. Well, I'm going to pray over these last. We got three more hands up. I'm going to pray over them. We got 15 seconds left. I'm going to pray over them right quick, and then we'll close. And if you join in with me in that prayer, Asher, that would be great. 919-292. Lord, we just thank you for 919-292. Lord, we thank you for them understanding how amazing you are, understanding what being amazed, like truly, truly being amazed, like when you are amazed by something, when something has amazed you, it's like you are astonishingly greatly, like astonished, you surprised, you know, it's like, you're like, what? Like, it's just amazed. God is going to amaze you in an overwhelming way with his blessing, the benefits, his love, his ways will amaze you. You'll be like, why didn't I think of that? Why haven't I been doing this sooner?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had to do. You know, simple, God is he's made everything simple. He made it to be able to follow him even as a child. He said, come to him as a child. You know, I don't care how much education you have. The more you learn about Jesus, the more you realize you don't know. So we just thank God for that, that door open it up for you to where he amazes you with those benefits that he wants to reveal to you. 504-282. We thank you for 504-282. Father God, we just thank you for the strength and being courageous. It's to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, that's Joshua 1:9. Wherever you go, God is with you. Just know it does not matter where you go. It don't matter if you're in Louisiana, if you're in California, New York, Boston, Florida. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're with the Lord, you walk with strength and you have courage because he made this world. And if you're an ambassador for Christ, you go in his name and you present where he needs you to present, and you go head on. You go head on. Just go with Jesus. In Jesus' name. 251-229. Father God, we thank you for 251-229. We thank you for things spinning. Like I see things turning. Not turning around. I just see things moving. Like when you get a tire, like a big vehicle that's kind of been stuck in a rut. And you finally get it to move, and you see those tires rolling, and you begin to see people around like, yeah, there it is, it's coming out, yes. Because now you got some motion, you got some traction. When those wheels get their traction and things get to moving, then you can gain some ground and you can get somewhere. And I just see like things gaining traction now. When the rubber meets the road type deal. You can get on up that road, and I see you getting on up that road because it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to move forward, and whatever God has tell you to move forward, period. In Jesus' name, that's what I got. That's our time. We love you all. God bless you all. It was good speaking with everybody I got a chance to talk with tonight. We're always praying, and make sure you're always praying for one another. Always put your PGN family in your prayers, because we're here together. And as the days come, we're going to have to lean and depend on each other a little bit more as these days come. Mm-hmm. And just know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless you all, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Make sure you call back in to Randy. And Randy has been on fire. And his call-in number is 319-527-6737. Call in and get in the queue in a few minutes. It'll open up at 8:45. God bless y'all. We love y'all. Good night.
Bye.
Man, God is so awesome. We up out of here.